Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name is Steve Bowes. Return to office mandate at Sam's Club costs the company its chief technology officer. Retailer Sam's Club demanded employees return to the office 5 days a week, and its chief technology officer has quit in response. Pushing an employee to head back into the office 5 days a week could very well lead to a revolving door, with some employees heading out. Sam's Club has found out as much the hard way, as its own chief technology officer is set to leave the company after receiving a mandate to relocate to company headquarters. Cheryl Ainoa, a senior executive who has worked at the company for 5 years, is resigning from the company after declining to move to Bentonville, Arkansas, sources told Bloomberg News. She cited personal reasons for her desire not to relocate. This past spring, parent company Walmart laid down the law under no uncertain terms. Many employees, specifically remote workers and staff in smaller branch locations, were told that they'd be required to relocate, which for most meant to the main headquarters in Arkansas, though smaller groups of employees would be asked to relocate to New Jersey or California. Employees were told that they had until July 1st to tell the company if they'd leave, and until October 31st to actually move, sources told Bloomberg. Perhaps that's why we're just hearing of Ainoa's leaving only now, as the countdown to relocate to Arkansas fast approaches. This move was deemed, quote, a bunch of BS by a participant on the Zoom call where hundreds of employees received this news, according to reporting. Ms. Ainoa is set to stay until the end of February, while she'll be replaced by Sanjay Radhakrishnan, Senior Vice President of Global Technology at Walmart. Return-to-office policies backfiring is not a new story. Most recently, Amazon's latest policy resulted in outrage in many employees, as 73% said they would look for a new job due to the mandate, according to surveys. Amazon's response was simply to tell unhappy people to just quit. Even so, C-suite executives seem to play a different game. For instance, while Starbucks encourages in-person work without instituting a mandate, it has outlined remote work as an option for its new CEO, Brian Niccol. Often carrying enough power and leverage, executives can stay away from the return-to-office mandates they enact. At times, executives will simply turn a blind eye to the policies they don't agree with personally. Only about 7% of CEOs go into the office 5 days a week, according to International Workplace Group's survey of more than 500 chief executives, and 93% report they've adopted flexible work into their personal schedules. So a chief technology officer leaving is a slightly rare story, considering the leverage these executives tend to have, but it might be an increasingly common one. Many executives and average workers have taken to the newfound flexibility, which was popularized during the pandemic, and aren't necessarily looking to let go of it. When employees at the top are faced with an unyielding mandate, they're able to act on their discontent. Women especially, who often carry the brunt of childcare responsibilities, are disproportionately pushed out by strict return-to-office policies. That's all to say a C-suite executive might be able to weigh in on a mandate or even ignore it more than a regular employee. But if and when a company tries to strong-arm them, they're just as likely to walk out the door. In other words, don't threaten a required move to Arkansas and expect little resistance. Senior employees in tech seem to be especially willing to call it quits when a strict policy comes. After Apple, Microsoft, and SpaceX set up mandates early on, departures by senior workers ensued, according to a case study from researchers at the University of Chicago and the University of Michigan, and they're often likely to go to their direct competitors as well. But maybe instead of backfiring, this is what these tech companies want. Meta's so-called year of efficiency has stuck around, demonstrating a colder form of leadership that encourages productivity and lean management. Companies generally likely know that their policies might lead to employees quitting, but in fact, some of them welcome it. And more than a third of managers, directors, and executives reportedly believe their companies issued layoffs in the past years because fewer employees quit from the return-to-office mandates than were expected. And a fourth of them admitted they were searching for voluntary turnover when the mandates were announced. More than 4 years out from the start of the pandemic, and the battles over in-person, hybrid, and remote work rage on. And we will be here to continue our report on these issues on the HR Happy Hour Media Network. That's it for the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store. Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store. Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.